Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. Checking in on our fave summer house in Jersey this week. Man,
I hate everyone on this. I hate every single person, every single reality TV show.
I know, right? I just saw some people. You put up a post about the a tweet or something about the floral situation with Summer House that they like got fired, and I didn't even what they must have done, Kyle and Amanda, to
Just
let go a month before the wedding. Like, what are you doing with florals that like you care that much? You know?
Well, like, I think people, they must be rude, and they come up, people come up with these ideas, I guess. And like, when you had flowers, did you, what happens? How do you get the pick? You just go there and see what they have, and you say, that's what I like.
Right. I don't understand how you could beef with someone, especially like before. I could see like day of the wedding, you show up, there's carnations. You thought you were getting like white lilies or some shit, but like,
that's the biggest budget line or subject line.
And that's like a big client too. Do you know what I mean? The press that florist passed on must have been that bad. It's crazy.
And she said, well, we sent them a vision board or something type of board. Yeah, they must be putting together some crazy, stupid shit that people, they just don't even want to deal with it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the name of the game, right? Like that's like,
or maybe they're trying to cheap them out.
Bride you meet with. Yeah.
And say, hey, we were going to promote you on our Instagram. And people are like, no, we'd rather be paid.
Right.
Or maybe they just never got back to them in time. It seems like they don't check any emails. It's not, it feels like they have like emails coming in, like it's Santa's letters on December 15th. It just doesn't make sense.
The whole approach to all of this is like preposterous to me, because it's like, it's almost like they're Chloe and Lamar getting married in 30 days the way they're
acting. Right.
Like, there's so much.
There wasn't even that much stress with them.
And it's like, but I mean, this has been postponed 3 times. You should be fully prepared. All this shit should have been already like ready. I don't know.
Speaking of Chloe and Lamar, I wish they were still together. I'd like Chloe. I honestly like Kyle. I cannot stand Amanda or her father. Like, shut up. Women don't speak in this house. I'm the man. I pay the bills. I hate her father. I hate the mother who can't speak a word. I hate them all. I hate Amanda. Should you be getting married if your parents do all your finances before you are? It's like 1950 and they're marrying off their daughter.
Yeah, it's weird.
It drives me crazy. I know that there's probably people like that, but you're in your 30s. You're marrying a 45-year-old. You're not 18. Weddings are so antiquated because they were set up for when people were marrying off their dumb fucking daughters.
Like Bridgerton.
Yeah.
I mean,
not these days.
The way he, when he said something like, you know, she feeds me, she puts the clothes on the back.
She washes my clothes.
Yeah.
This sounds great.
The Lisa.
And I cheat on her once a month only.
Pay the bills.
She came off like a beaten woman, didn't she? Like she wasn't allowed to speak up.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's so many levels of issue with Kyle and Amanda, and like watching that whole interaction with the parents, it was like, oh, this is a whole nother bag of tricks over here. Dad's nuts.
Dad hates her. Hates him.
No one's looking at the emails. No one's doing anything.
The parents are planning the wedding.
It's weird.
They're paying for it. That's why they think they have so much say. Probably.
Right.
And it's in their backyard.
Yeah.
If a wedding is this much of a nightmare, why do it? God.
To get down the aisle is like, it's a miracle that
you
this
didn't
happened.
Have this much. It didn't seem like you were this stressed out, like right? This.
No, there's
it's
also
crazy.
They have a fucking wedding planner. Do you know how many people do their own weddings?
Yeah.
Like, and they aren't this stressed. It's a real disaster. I don't know. It's weddings unbelievable
like
to me. They got married.
Nightmare.
I'm just waiting for.
I feel like the mom. And I feel like, oh, I'm sure they're the same, just more miserable. Nothing changes. Right. And all that stress. It's like, how is he now? He has a lawsuit we haven't heard about. She doesn't want a prenup, but he has. Someone made a good point on Twitter. They're saying you better get a prenup, or your trust that your money's account, you know, wherever you have all these funds overseas where your daddy keeps your money, Amanda, is going to be paying off the bankruptcy of Loverboy. She should want a prenup if he's got all these issues. You want to bring that on?
Yeah, it seems very... This has not put her in the best light for me at all, because she seems like a very entitled kind of asshole about it. Like, even... Just the shit she was saying last week about, like, oh, anything that we get, it's half mine. It's like, that's a really aggressive way to think about your relationship, you know? Like, it was very odd.
I know. I'm like the opposite. It's, I guess, if you're married and, but if you have kids, if I was single, I'd be like, get the hell away from me. I just don't ever want to talk to you again. When I wish I would have taken, I didn't get divorced, but I wish I would have just taken everything. I just was so nice and I got cheated on, and I was very fair, I feel like, and I wish, mm-hmm. looking back, I could have been a little more, but at the time it's just like, I just want to be free of this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You just want to be done. Yeah.
I can't stand Amanda. I used to think she was a decent person. I really like Kyle, and Kyle's in too deep with this little spoiled brat. Yeah. And then she's quit her job. She's an employee at Loverboy. That was mistake number one. Carl's more than just a friend. He's an employee. He's intertwined with this whole mess of Loverboy stress.
And he's an alcoholic.
Right.
Working liquor
Doesn't
sales.
Make sense.
Yeah. She said something to Lindsay, like, how much heart do you have left?
Oh my God.
I was like, what are you saying to her? It's just like, it was so, that whole approach with Lindsay was so tone deaf. Like, listen, we're Lindsay defenders. We love Lindsay. She's nuts. You can't,
right.
Like, you're not going to have a conversation. Like, what did she think the outcome of that conversation was? It was a complete waste of time.
Coming off the most normal, more Lindsay. Normal than these two lunatics.
Best summer of my life. And she's like raging.
What did Kyle say? He's like, I know you're in some hot water. She's like, I'm walking on ice coals or something. She really cracks me up.
My one issue with Kyle this episode was that he brought up the miscarriage thing at the table. It's like, this is not public That's information psychotic. To just be like dropped at the dinner. And it's just, that was weird. And then same thing happened again. Amanda's crying. It's like, what's going on here?
And the way that she talks to him at the table, like, she's his mother. It sounds like, you better be quiet. You better say blah, blah. The way that she was scolding him in front of everyone is not a good sign. No.
And then, you know,
getting up and crying. I hate her tears.
The dramatics. I almost feel like this is going to be a hot take alert. Hannah distracted from
right.
Amanda's,
yes, oh yeah,
like the negative qualities that we didn't really see. Now that Amanda's front and center without somebody to like externally blame for it, you can kind of see her messiness.
Oh yeah. Hannah's vindicated, I believe.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I can't remember what happened with Hannah.
I know, I just remember disliking.
I feel like Kyle gets a good weird. Edit. I like Kyle. Yes. I think he's in
a, no, I do too. I've always it. I've always He's enjoyed watching Kyle on TV. He's great television.
I don't know who I see Kyle with.
Everything's on the line. We've got $500 of debt. The floor has dropped out. It's like, oh my God.
Where's he getting all this money? He's $200K a month, did he say?
Yeah.
What is he? I mean, Erica Jane
on steroids?
They're
making sales. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Sure. Right. They do have
they're
some
popular.
Money.
They're making money. I mean, they're making sales, and then they're probably just...
I was thinking
to pay back the creditors.
The reason that they're not as successful as like a Bethany, it really does show how disorganized he is with this wedding, is how he probably runs his company. And that's why they're not getting where they should go.
Yeah. You need like an actual manager.
Sometimes they should hire someone to clean up the shit. Right.
Right. Like the visionary shouldn't always be. I mean, that's like every show on TV right now. We work and this, that.
Yeah.
We crash, whatever all of them. It's all about like the visionaries can't lead the company. They don't have the like business.
It's too much. He's overwhelmed. You can tell.
Yes. He's stressed. And like I've said the whole time, like he's got a lot on his plate, like a lot. And yes, it's all self-inflicted, right? Like he's made all these business decisions, but it's a stressful way to live. Just is.
Kyle's annoying. He's just a free spirit. And Amanda's such a nag. I hate saying that like a classic chauvinist pig, but I can't help but she's driving me crazy. She's ruining the show for me. I like Paige going at Kyle. How could she be living with him? How could she? Oh, that'll be interesting at the reunion to see what she has to say about that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And right, Lindsay is hilarious. So when that universe opens the door, I'm ready to step right in.
Yeah, she's nuts. The best way possible.
And you can see her and Carl really starting to vibe. You can see their eyes locking like Pepe Le Pew.
When he was like, I was looking for you, you know, like yeah. in a room kind of like, yeah.
There's something going on.
I'm starting to see it. Yeah.
There. Yeah.
I could.
The way they sit there like an old married couple. They give such a vibe of, and they're doing like patty cake and laughing. It's very sweet. They seem way more compatible than.
I would love if like Lindsay, am I annoyed by how much they're on social media and like every post is like the two of them. I'm over it. I would love if they were together and happy though.
Yes.
And healthy and in a good relationship. Like Lindsay deserves that. Carl deserves that.
Maybe I got to unfollow. There's something odd about their pictures together. It does make me angry when I see them.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Any of them. That's the other thing. Like
in real life,
those couples.
Yeah. Right. On the show. I like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't like it in pictures. Yeah.
I can't watch another. I don't want to watch another season of Kyle and Amanda. I don't know where this show thinks it will be going, but I can't stand Amanda. And she's not going to get any better. She's a nightmare.
Maybe Summer House is transitioned into a Winter House like situation where it's just like
needs
Bravo
to be
stars
a combo
in the Hamptons or something. You know,
I don't know. I know if Bravo will see that because it's getting so much speed.
Right.
But I can't stand the Amanda Nagy. I don't think anyone at the table likes her. Can you imagine?
Poor Luke trying to tell his story.
I know. Poor Luke. And who are they to sit there and talk about her miscarriage in front of everyone like that?
That's what I'm saying. That's like such
what
a
is she
violation.
Supposed to do? Be sitting in a room crying? And, so what if she's having sex?
This happens to women all the time. They got to hide it. They just go back to life. They're living life. I mean, it's weird to bring up in public in a group setting with people like Alex, who nobody gives a fuck about, you know, it's very aggressive.
And you can tell that it told me that Amanda and Kyle just sit there and gossip together like two little old women because they're miserable in their own lives.
I don't actually like either how much Paige is like gossiping as we talk shit on all these people, but how much she's like gossiping this season. Like she does talk a lot of shit, particularly about Lindsay, and like really like kind of laughs at her misfortunes that I don't love it.
What did she do?
Like in the car when they were like, you know, Lindsay and Ahmed, which is hilarious. I mean, I get it. It's ridiculous, but they're like, she's on a break. She's like, oh, it's fucking pathetic. Like she loves an opportunity to like make Lindsay feel small. I feel like.
Yeah.
Particularly this season.
Lindsay is so funny. We forgot to talk about her going crazy. Can you imagine dating someone like that? And they're going ape shit on you.
A weekend. How do you not lose her number?
I would be done. I know. Paige can't go toe-to-toe with Lindsay, right?
It depends on how drunk Lindsay is. That's like that's the real ticker, because there is a drunk Lindsay where it's like no one's home and people are saying crazy shit to her and she's like not reacting. Like what happened with the fight when Danielle stepped in? It was like she was like no one was home. I think if you get her in the wrong mindset.
It's either who has Lindsay fought with in person, like a woman? Who has Lindsay fought with, a girl? Did she fight with Hannah? Because then... Yeah.
She was
fighting
each other.
With Sierra. She was just staring at her like she could have cared less. So is Lindsay, was she super drunk there? She just doesn't care.
I think she was.
Does she know she's the star?
Right.
Yeah. She was shit faced.
Yeah.
Danielle is cute. Yeah. Again, nice supporting character. I just can't. I couldn't imagine getting married and you're being schooled like that at 45, like they're 16 and pregnant.
I know, it's crazy.
I can't.
Right, let's talk Jersey.
Drove me nuts.
Good episode of Jersey.
Oh, Teresa, I thought it was boring as fuck.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I thought the end was good.
The end was good.
I think I enjoy any scene where it's all the men. I always love that because they're such degenerates. I think what
I'm over the penises,
like,
though.
Yeah, it's you're too old for this kind of behavior. It's real frat boy.
When does it become like homophobic hatred gameplay? Like, was it so funny? There are guys that want to take it. We want to like chopping the dick off. I know that that's not what they're coming from, but it just gets weird after a while to constantly talk about dicks. If my dad was out there on the golf course playing with dildos and shit, I would really be like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Great point. Yeah. I mean, it's very odd behavior. It's like, it feels like it's skulls or something. Like they're part of a secret society where suddenly they turn into like 15-year-olds.
I know guys are, I know they're obsessed with penises, their penises and stuff. I have three sons, but it's just as weird.
It is weird. Did you?
But I do enjoy, I'd much rather be on that boat.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Having a good time seeing penises get chopped off. Idiots. Right.
Right. Yeah. Oh God. I mean, the singing, I hated that entire
situation. It ruined the whole episode for me. I was angry watching it.
I think that those country music songwriters want to die. It's like the worst job ever dealing with these women. It was 20 minutes of wasted time that no one needed to see. And when Melissa went for the note, I was like, I can't deal with this.
That was good. Really, that was good.
She was harmonizing. Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah, that was entertaining TV. See, I don't hate Melissa, but I like when her and Teresa get together. I don't like the anti. I don't know where this show goes. I love Teresa. Don't get me wrong. I really do. And I think Teresa should stay. But do they bring on Teresa's friends at some point? Or when do we turn it a little bit?
I keep thinking about Girls Trip.
Right.
How different she was on that show.
How can she be so different?
I don't know, with these women. I feel like her
it's more than a 360. Yeah.
Yeah. On this show. I mean, when she sits down, then she's like, listen, I want to apologize to the group. I was provoked. Like that's nuts. And it's great. Right. But it's like, it is so disconnected from, I mean, even when Dolores is trying to talk to her, it's like, she doesn't give a fuck. Yeah, sure. Zen, whatever. And Dolores is really telling her, like, I had to walk away. I had to try to be better. Like you should try. And she's like, eh, she deserves it. Like she's deep in it. It's really weird. She's really like Zen shit is so like gone. She's
took a potion or something. And it is such a different Teresa. Even when she was talking to Melissa on Girls Trip, it's like she didn't care about anything. Nothing was going to bother her. So then you wonder, is she putting on a shtick? Then I watched her hit that table. I guess she would get that mad over the whole Louis and Margaret thing. And there might be things that she's done in the past, Margaret.
I mean, even when Joe said, he was like, listen, like after her weak ass apologies, like this is growth for Teresa. This is huge. This is big. It's like, damn, she's operated her entire life with such a low bar. Of behavioral expectation. It's crazy.
And how has she been so crazy her whole life and kept people tiptoeing? And she gets cast on this show. She acted like for the first all the episodes before the finale acted like she was this little sweet mother that just dressed her kids up in matching clothes. Then she snapped and never went back.
Never went back. I mean, when she's like telling Melissa, and I love Melissa just sitting there dead silent, like, talk to your friend, Melissa. Tell her I didn't say that. Tell your friend, Melissa. It's like, what are you going to do in that situation? And then, I mean, she's off the rails. The eating comment to Marge, I laughed. Yeah. Not because it's like, that's a funny thing to say, but it was just
it's so not.
And it's like, it's crazy.
And you don't think of Marge Marge isn't an overeater. She's not shoving her face. And even if she was, it's not okay to say, but I would never think that.
Because she doesn't like have like the, like she just, you know, she doesn't have the tightest body ever, but you're just going to go for her like on the weight thing.
Oh, I guess. But Marge, I would, and I know you agree. I would love to look like, I mean, at her age, she's no spring chicken. She's holding on strong. But her mom's got a good bod, but
to go there and to go there sick. So easily, it's just nuts.
I know. It's like, come on, Teresa, we're trying to root for you here. I love her. I truly believe. Yeah. They got to do some deep thinking with Jersey. I don't say get rid of Teresa because there's a reason that housewives last so long and people are too quick to pull the trigger and get rid of these iconic housewives, in my opinion, like a Tamra. Mm-hmm. I mean, they might bring
Teresa
her
and
back.
Tamra incomparable Nene. To me. I think as long as Jersey's on TV
or just these big ones that they get rid of and the shows do flop for a couple seasons, it's hard. It's not so easy to replace these people.
It's not. And again, they took breaks when she was off the show. No one's ever done that. She's the powerhouse. it is, it always, the thing with Jersey is it always turns dark at some point, right?
Yeah.
Like every season there's something where you're like, oh fuck, this is like uncomfortable to watch, or this is like, you know,
it's not uncomfortable to me. I guess I'm just not as compelled with Marge and Teresa.
No, I'm not either. Yeah.
I enjoy it. Everybody else wants to get rid of Teresa. I don't mind her being crazy. And when they were at the thing singing, then they show her looking for boots. I had a sigh of relief. I'll watch her shop. She's crazy. I don't know. I drink the Teresa juice. Everybody hates her, but
yeah, I do too.
To me,
yeah,
she's, I don't know. I like the show, but I'm done with the whole Melissa and Teresa thing and their whole battle forever. It's just odd.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much longer can it go on for? See, the show was doing great with Teresa can be there, but even letting the storylines of Jen and her husband and the eating disorder with Jackie, that was really compelling, even with, mm-hmm. with Teresa being on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think Teresa thinks like, I got to take charge? I haven't had an epic season deep down. Or do you think something really with Louis that she's worried will come out?
I think it's that. I think it's she finally felt like she was very private and then super public about the relationship. And then all this shit came out. I think she's deeply insecure about looking like a fool again. And she's very protective of it. She's acting nuts. That's how I see it.
Do you think Marge knew about Jen's marriage and didn't really, she kind of skated around it, like she's skating around Louis, and she knows a lot more juice that she's not saying, and right. Teresa knows that
maybe
there's something real dark, mm-hmm. but Louis seems so calm, and
when he was like, she would die for me and I would die for her,
I know,
like,
that is nuts.
That's nuts. I'm not dying for anybody.
I'll die for my children, child. That's it, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Tyler, you're on your own. Brilliant.
Yeah, good luck.
Women and children first. I hope I hope I see you on the Philadelphia.
Put me on the boat. Yeah. Maybe you'll cling on to my thing. Onto my little
I don't mean to doubt. I don't want to doubt. I enjoy the show. I really enjoy Jersey no matter what. I would feel like I would miss Melissa and Teresa together still. It's almost like I don't know what I want. I guess it's just
Jersey's tricky. I'm still enjoying it.
I am
tired of the like rumor banter that lasts the entire season where someone's talking shit about somebody. Like that's getting annoying to me. I prefer, like you said, more of the like connection points. And
maybe take them on a fancy trip to a beach town of a Married to Medicine vibe. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They need more. Like, why are we in a random house in Nashville? We should be like,
I hate the line dancing. I think I was just bored with that. I got pushed over the edge with the song, then the dildos and everything. It's just crazy.
I feel you.
And they don't make the seasons long enough. Oh, we have to talk about Ashley and Michael.
Oh yeah.
Pull the trigger. It's over.
So I thought the prenup was like 10 years, wasn't it? I thought did I make that up?
I can't remember.
I thought there was like a time bound part of the prenup.
And the postnup did she renegotiate or something on camera?
Maybe. Right. Good. You know what? Whatever. Good for her. She got her kids out of it. She obviously loves being a mother. Now what the games begin.
She's going to go date a hot piece. And
yes.
Now with Michael, someone said, oh, I think I could see him with, what's his face? Robin and Juan. I could see Juan being with someone other than a woman, but I really could. I don't know why. He does have a twinkle in his eye for Michael. That would be the best Bravo spin twist in the entire planet.
It would never happen.
And Robin would be a three. She would probably agree to live a polyamorous life with him. Juan can get away with murder in that house.
So true. Crazy. I can't believe they're fine. I wonder what the straw that broke the camel's back, as they say.
Man, I bet it'll be interesting to get out. I'm excited to see a new house that she'll be living in.
Mm-hmm.
Something with not up in that dingy high rise. It's probably a nice high rise, but it just seemed dark and cold and
I don't want to live in a penthouse with two toddlers. That seems like a terrible, like, I think death is coming at any time. Glass and stuff. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Where the hell is Rojas as a Potomac?
We're going to watch the Jersey in Atlanta, or not Jersey, Beverly Hills in Atlanta season premieres. We got some screeners. Baby. Excited about that.
I'm excited. Activity. I think Atlanta is going to be a sneaky good season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so. All right, guys. We'll be back. We love you
guys.